So we're moving into a new place of certainty. So they want us to receive that, believe that, agree with that, a new place of certainty. So we thought we were certain in our old placement, but that is due to sort of like bow and pay witness to this extraordinary birthing process that is self-revealing. So again, self-revealing, revealing the true self. So as you will stay prepared, as you will stay current, as you will stay alive, as you will stay in true reconciled notion. So every time they're saying one of these words, it's sort of like agreement, 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 so that we can come into our new atmosphere, so that we can come to our new decision making, so that we can come to our new opportunities, so that we can come to our new forecast standing. Because we want to remember, we're leaving the density, we're leaving the old charge of how we understood ourselves, how we understood life. And so we want to remember, each of us are holy, meaning we're already whole. And we're bringing mirth and laughter to the table. In other words, we're opening up to the truth of self. Each of us took on an ego and we were swallowed whole, as we've all understood. And so now this is the time of the new proclamation. This is the time of the new awakening. This is the time of the new address. So when you have a new address, just imagine you are looking up a website and you have the web address. And so it sends you to a new address, a new link. You want to feel that due relevance. You want to feel that buoyancy. You want to feel that halo. You want to feel that elation, because that higher acknowledgement, that higher truth is canvassing for your suggestion. In other words, it's looking for an opening. It's looking for you to agree. It's you for looking for you to tag along. It's looking for you to upgrade. So allow yourself your true commitment. Allow yourself your true understanding. So this is where it's sort of like we're growing into new decision making of self. We're growing into new circumstance of holy acceptance. So just like, you know, I lift the dog up, in essence, that's what we're all doing. We're all lifting our awarenesses to the truth that is before us. Because remember, as we will stay alive, this really has to do with aligning with the light that is being presented to each of us, that's being surrounded, that's surrounding each of us. So just again, we've had all these like upgrades and energies, and it's flushing out. So it's like purifying. So all of that false understanding of self, it's coming up to be witnessed, to be released, to be suggested again. So when I'm saying suggested again, I have the tarot card of lovers. So we want to remember what we're doing is we're loving ourselves. We're falling in love with ourselves. So divine feminine, divine masculine, it's like really coming into full agreement with our wholeness. And so they're saying at last. So when they said at last, it was like, how would I say that? It was sort of like a click. A catch, an agreement, a touchdown, almost like a period. So it's sort of like at last, period, claim that, hold that, hold that new reality, hold that inner vision, hold that new expectation. Because each of us are being fortified, meaning like we're being given more of who we actually are. And so this isn't something particularly new. It's really like, just imagine you're refreshing your screen and you're getting what like got lost in the shuffle previously. So we'll just refresh and it'll come back. In essence, that's what we're doing. We're sort of refreshing our system so that at last we come back to our truest claim. So allow yourselves to receive your whole witness. Allow yourselves to engage with this light apparent. So this light apparent, when we agree with this light, remember, we're shifting in frequency. We're energy beings. We're source beings. And so when we align with this higher advantage, it shifts everything. It's not like just like, oh, okay, I went through that transmission. That was kind of fun. It shifts your entire your world possibilities, because the world that you're consenting to, there are many different realities of Earth, many different realities of how your life can be played out. So when we shift and prosper, when we say yes to our true vision, when we say yes to our highest claim, we're choosing a new reality. And so that shifts everything, because as we're like, get those words, like owning our own intention, owning our own truth. So that word truth, that really is the golden nugget. That is everything. That is leaving the falsified self, leaving needing to have agreement from the outer, being liked on the outer, and really going back to what has been within us all along. So coming back to our truth, that word truth, there's sort of like an explosion of light. So just imagine truth, explosion of light, because this is what we're gaining witness to. This is what we're gaining speed with. So everybody that's attracted to these transmissions, we're the ones awakening now. So it's like this ongoing process of awakening to your holy placement, awakening to the truth of self, awakening to the highest establishment. And so again, as we shift in consciousness, as we shift into light, this is what we bring forth for all to witness, for all to gain, for all to understand, for all to conceive of what is possible, because in essence, we're holding the torch. And so we're basically saying to the collective, we're saying to all those that come upon us, won't you play along? Won't you join along? So allow yourselves to proceed, allow yourself to be assisted, allow yourselves to gain speed. So remember, speed is the frequency. So again, we're vibrating at a faster rate. We are going to notice that, because things are going to materialize much faster. So this is, now we understand, since we're materializing things faster, it really serves us to go through all that purge, to go through all that releasing of that which we don't want in our accessories, in other words, in our energy field. So that's where we're gaining that strength, and we're wondering, like, why is all this happening? Because it's in your field, and you're holding your light, and you're materializing it, you're bringing it forth. So this is where we're allowing ourselves our true witness. So our true witness is going to be our higher self, our divine self, and allowing that true witness. So just imagine there's this overlay from your higher self that is descending in plural. So the descending in plural, it's sort of like all the architectural plans, everything that you need for this particular engagement, meaning completing this incarnation, is soon upon you. So we really want to understand, it's sort of like we're turning on the light, we're receiving our new instructions, we're receiving our new like equipment. And so we want to feel that energetic expansion, because we're going to start feeling that oh, I'm not so helpless after all. It seems like I do have some power. And so we're learning how to manage that power, and we're learning how to be comfortable with that. And we're learning how to really honor that intuitive pulsation. Each of us are having a turn. What they mean by that is we're all being shown how to live from the intuition, how to live from the energy, rather than the mind. Well, the mind says I should go here. The mind says this is what worked last time, versus being in tune in the present moment with the energies, just the way an animal would, just the way those that are open to natural instincts always know which way to go and always know which mushroom not to eat, that sort of thing. So this is where we're coming loose. In other words, instead of sort of being wound tight, or instead of just devoting ourselves to the intellect, it's we're opening our natural gifting, we're opening our natural accessories. So each of us are being introduced in terms of how to follow that, how to listen to that, how to stay by that. And so there's a little bit, it's not like a test, like someone's trying to trick you. It's a steadiness, if you will. So we're being shown how to be gifted, and most importantly, how to stay gifted. They're saying a lot of us, we get it the first time around, and then it's sort of like, okay, well, that was fun, but now let me go back to my normal programming. So this is actually here to stay. This is here for the duration. So we're really adapting to a new way of existence, a new way of life. So allow that plural to be noted. When they keep saying plural, it's like ongoing. It's not just like for one time only. It's like and again and again and again and again and again. So we want to really understand that extension is possible. In other words, whatever we need, love is always assisting us, because again, we are love. And this the reality that we are exiting, of course, has not been functioning on that principle. So that's where we're coming alive and really bringing forth our gifting, really bringing forth our attractiveness, really bringing forth our sunshine, really bringing forth. Now that sunshine, I was ready to keep going, but they were like, stop, pause, breathe. That sunshine, our light, is essential. We're learning to stick the landing with our light. We're learning to agree with that light. So you may have emotions, you may have thoughts, you may have somebody being grumpy in front of you. And so we get mildly distracted, and they're kind of jesting. You know, we'll get distracted from time or two. But again, it's admiring our light, witnessing our light, returning to our light. That is that ongoing pleasure. That's that ongoing principle. So allow yourselves to be given. So again, because you're serving the light, you're given a lot of light. You're given a lot of true possessions, because again, you're listening to that higher call. There's so much protection that is beyond our understanding when we choose to light up. In other words, when we choose to honor the awakening. So the more that we stay awake, it's sort of like, because we're moving into new surroundings. In other words, we're shifting in consciousness, we're shifting in species. There's a lot of protection as we get accustomed, because we kind of have to figure this out, and because we're the first to go. So it's not like to feel like, oh, I'm so special because of that. They're saying like hardly, because in a way you're really actually more burdened because of that. But you're also presented with the keys of establishment. In other words, you've got a lot of help, because you don't have a lot of prototypes ahead of you. You're kind of going first. So allow yourselves to be gifted. Being gifted is, we're saying yes to the light, we're saying yes to our new accommodations, we're saying yes to our new frequency, and we're saying yes to the help that is readily available. So we want to feel all of that. We want to remember our attractiveness. We're all beautiful, lovely people and physical, but that's not what they mean. Attractiveness is our energy. We want to remember we're learning how to live by our energy, respond by our energy, heal all through our energy alignment. So allow all that to be duly noted. Allow that to be retraced. Retraced is when you fall off the horse, when you get lost, you're going to be guided. You're going to be guided back. So we want to remember to open up to that guidance. We want to remember to open up to that inner landscape. We want to remember to open up to our true sensations, the truth of self. So every time they say that word truth, it's sort of like an avalanche of love comes like tumbling in to be witnessed. Tumbling in to be witnessed. We can remember that God is love, divinity is love, love is who we are. That's the power. The only reason anyone is because of love. And so we're really allowing ourselves to play. So if you're wondering why I'm having trouble with the words, there are no physical words being given. It's being downloaded in sort of like a soul signature verse where we are together sort of translating it into English. But understand, every time we translate, it's not a word that's coming forth, it's a transmission, it's an acceleration. So every time we put like the puzzle pieces in correctly, it's like power, energy, transmission, ownership, like driving force of that godliness energy that is the truth of self. So allow yourselves to explore, allow yourselves to be made whole, allow yourselves to pass with grace. Pass with grace is you don't have to struggle. You don't have to prove yourself. Some of us know about initiations and we've certainly had enough of those. And so it's a little bit like, what if it was just time to party? What if it was just really time to open up to the encompassing grace of love? So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be made whole, allow yourselves to be increased with well concession. So this is, we're moving into new realities, into new timelines, into parallel existences with ease, with determined, how would that word be? Like, we have to make the intention, but it actually isn't hard. So they really want us to drop this, oh, so hard. And more of it's almost like a decision making. So it's like with determined intention, but that determined is, it's really just concentration. It's not like hard, I gotta stay up all night and figure this out. It's just, I'm gonna put my game token here. Like I have to use my motor skills. I have to use my desire, but here's where I place it. So this is what we're doing. They're saying we're doing this in every single moment. So we're doing this in this transmission, but we're actually doing it all day long, every day. So if you don't like where you find yourself energetically, it's sort of like slide along. I don't know if it's what game that is where you can slide your token, but it's sort of like meet yourself properly, take ownership, take responsibility for your energy field. And just like a dog, shake it all off, begin again. I said, shake it off like a dog, and my dog just breathed, took this big breath as if he's like fully aware, because I'm sure he is. Again, animals feel energy very easily. That's what we're learning to stand by as well. So allow all to be given, allow all to be increased and multiplied, allow it to be given freely to all. That means the one that's grumpy, not the one that you feel bad because they don't have money tonight to eat. We tend to be selective in our gifting. So we want to remember all is one. Everyone's an aspect of ourself. So it's important not to be miserly with our prayers or our energy or our intention or our desire for those that we see as lacking or missing, or, you know, we're learning how to drop this punishment and judgment and really remembering everyone's in darkness because they need the light. So we're offering that light. And remember, the light can go to everyone we know in the present, ones in our personal history, countries, both sides of political systems, just wherever it is duly noted. And usually one or two people will appear where you have perhaps a slight infraction from days gone by. And so it's like your higher self, like, oh, we can heal that now. We can heal that now. So allow that to be duly noted. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful beings of light.